Monica, which of all of this kitchen stuff is mine?
This bottle opener.
And?
And it's a magnet.
How weird is that? You know, you're moving in with me, and you have the one thing I don't have. It's like, in a way, you complete me. You know? Kitchen.
What?
You complete me kitchen, matey.
Ross, I know what you're thinking.
What?
That she's going to move in with you, and then maybe she'll fall in love with you, and then when she finds out you're already married, oh, she'll just be happy. You know, you're very sad.
Oh, my God. I see what this is. You are in love with Rachel.
What?
Of course, it all adds up. I mean, you're obsessed with her. It's always, Ross, what are you going to do about Rachel? Ross, why are you moving in with Rachel? When are you going to confess your secret marriage to Rachel? You want her. Uh-oh, saved by the bell. Hello?
Hey, Rach, aren't these candle sticks mine?
No, I bought those.
Oh, right, I forgot.
Yeah.
That you're a liar.
No, that's great. I'll be there Monday. And thank you again. Okay. That was the head of the paleontology department at NYU.
Wow, a what did he a say?
Remember that paper I had published last year on sediment flow rate? Huh? They loved it.
Well, who wouldn't?
I know. Anyway, they asked me to be a guest lecturer. I mean, it's temporary, but if they like me, it could lead to a full-time job. How great would that look on the mailbox, huh? Professor Geller.
Yeah, Professor and Mrs. And Mrs.? Oh, yeah, you know, you and Ross are still married.
What?
Just kidding. Oh, God. You missed. Saved your ass.
Oh, what's the matter?
Well, you know that psychic I see?
Yeah?
Well, she told me that I'm going to die this week, so I'm kind of bummed about that.
What?
Yeah, and I know you guys don't know a lot about psychic readings, but that one is pretty much the worst one you can get. Phoebe, that's crazy.
I can't believe she would say that to you.
Yeah, you don't believe her, do you? I don't. She, you know, said that I'd have triplets, but she also said one of them would be black.
Just out of curiosity, did she tell you how you're going to go?
No, because she didn't tell me I was going to die till the very end of the session. And I was not going to waste a whole other hour there. I mean, I've only got a week left, you know? I've really got to start living now.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hi.
Hey, well, today's my first lecture, and I kind of wanted to try it out on you guys. Do you mind?
No, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. There are three primary theories concerning sediment flow rate. Each of these theories can be further subcategorized into two distinct...
Oh, this is it. This is what's going to kill me.
Subcategories. The first of these subcategories...
Is... Ross, are there naked chicks on that piece of paper?
No, why?
Well, I've just never seen a guy stare so hard at a piece of paper that didn't have naked chicks on it.
Oh, okay. There are three primary theories. concerning sediment flow rate. Each of these theories can be further subcategorized into these...
Why don't you open with a joke?
Open with a joke? It's a university, not a comedy club.
Now, wait a minute, hold the phone. You're not talking about Chuckles University?
Okay.
No, we're kidding. Ross, hey, you know what might make it less boring?
Thank you.
Some visual aids.
Oh, you know what's a good visual aid?
Please don't say naked chicks.
Why not?
I don't even know why I bothered to even talk to you guys about it. You know what, I'm just going to do it on my own with no naked chicks.
That's the way I did it until I was 19.
Hey, any good mail?
Yes, you got something from the Screen Actors Guild.
Ooh, it's probably a residual check. Hey, can you open it for me? I gotta see.
Benefits Lapsed.
Huh, that's weird. I don't remember being in a movie called Benefits Lapsed.
Okay, it's not a check. They're saying your health insurance expired because you didn't work it off last year.
You see that?
All right.
Oh, I can't believe this. This sucks. When I had insurance, I could get hit by a bus or catch on fire, you know? And it wouldn't matter. Now I gotta be careful?
I'm sorry, man. There's never a good time to have to stop catching on fire.
All right, well, I guess I gotta go get a job. I'm gonna go see my agent.
Hey, make sure to look both ways before you cross the street.
What do you make me say before you cross the street?
Exhausting waiting for death. Oh, by the way, do you think you... Thieves, what are you doing? I was preparing you for my death. Didn't you think I was dead? Did that not come off? No, yeah, scared the hell out of me. I thought we'd lost you forever. Thieves, you want to lie down? Yeah, thanks. And listen, can you do me a favor? Can you just wake me up in a couple hours? You know, if you can. Did you take these back?
No. I like them so much that I went out and bought some for myself.
Oh, yeah, they're really great, aren't they?
I love them.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Hello.
Hey, how'd the lecture go?
It went great. And I didn't need any jokes or naked chicks either.
Oh, that's great. Ross, I'm sorry we weren't more supportive before.
I knew all I had to do was let the material speak for itself. Everyone's all, Ross, you have to be funny and sexy. Well, I proved them wrong. And now I'm going to pass the news on to Joey and Chandler.
That you're not funny or sexy?
That's right.
Hey, Stealth, listen.
Well. Joey Tribbiani. So you came back, huh? They think they can do better, but they all come crawling back to Estelle.
What are you talking about? I never left you. You've always been my agent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no harm, no foul.
Estelle, you gotta get me some work. I lost my health insurance.
All right. First thing we gotta do, damage control.
Why?
Well, I think, someone out there may have been bad-mouthing you all over town.
Bastard. Hi.
Hey.
So, Estelle, line up a bunch of auditions for me tomorrow, and I'll have my health insurance back in no time.
That's great, but... shouldn't you be on a toilet right now?
What?
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Well, I got this blinding pain in my stomach when I was lifting weights before. And then I passed out and haven't been able to stand up since. But I don't think it's anything serious.
This sounds like a hernia. You have to go to the doctor.
No way. Hey, look, if I'm going to go to the doctor for anything, it's going to be for this thing sticking out of my stomach.
That's a hernia.
I'd have to start working out again. Damn you, 15s!
The lecture doesn't end for 15 minutes.
Yeah, but, you know, we can sneak in and watch.
Yeah, good. Oh, hey, look! Here's some Kappa Kappa Deltas. Hi, Mrs. Kappa. Hey, sisters!
Wow, we really are bitches.
Right. So when Rigby got his samples back from the laboratory, he made a startling discovery. What he believed to be igneous was, in fact, sedimentary. Imagine his consternation when... Oh, bloody hell.
What the hell are you doing?
Look, I was nervous. You guys had me all worried. I was going to be boring. I got up there and they were all, like, staring at me. I opened my mouth and this British accent just came out.
Yeah, not a very good one.
Will you please?
Dr. Geller, Kurt Rathman. I'm a professor in the paleontology department here.
Oh.
Do you have a moment to talk about your lecture?
I'm sorry, I've got plans with my sister.
Monica Geller!
Right, will you excuse us for one moment? What are you doing?
Oh, you can have an accent, but I can't. How about a morning to you, laddie?
Please stop.
Yes, yes, Bombay is very, very nice this time.
Hey, will you grab me a cruller? Sit down. Will you go to the hospital?
Dude, hernia operations cost like
a lot, probably.
Okay? Besides, it's getting darker and more painful. That means it's healing.
I will loan you the money. Just go to the hospital and let's just get that thing pushed back in.
Thank you. But it will take me forever to pay that money back, and I don't want that hanging over my head. Okay, besides, as soon as my insurance kicks in, I can get all the free operations I want. Okay, I think I'm probably going to start with that laser eye surgery thing.
Hey.
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 What's going on?
Well, Joey's got a really bad hernia, but it's nothing that a little laser eye surgery won't fix.
Look, I'm telling you, if I put my hand on my stomach right here, it doesn't hurt that bad.
Hey, maybe you'll die.
No, I'm scared.
No, we can go together. Just don't wait too long, though, okay? Because I'm out of here sometime before Friday.
No, but I don't want to die.
No, no, it'll be fun. We can come back and we can haunt these guys.
Give me them. No, they are mine.
You stole them from me.
You stole them from me. Give me.
You just want to each take one?
Yeah, that seems fair. We never use them.
Look, I really need some help, okay? Why? Why did I have to speak in a British accent? What do we do?
Well, why don't you phase it out? Yeah, phase the accent out. People will think that you're, you know, just adjusting to life in America.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Ross. No one will even notice. I mean, they're probably not even listening to you.
They're not listening to me?
Of course they're listening to you. Everybody listens to you.
Monica, you really think I should try this phasing out thing?
I think you look fine. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, Timmy. I've got a surprise for you.
Hold it. I'm sorry. The surprise is a new swing set. If you could play a little less intense.
Well, yeah, sure. No problem. Hold on one second.
Oh. Hey, Timmy. I've got a surprise for you.
Oh, my God.
Is
So that's why I feed my dog Purina One. Pick up a bag today.
That's why you pick up the bag.
Exactly.
No, the line is pick up a bag, so you need to pick up the bag.
Or I could just point to it. Huh? Blah, 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 Purina One. Point to a bag today. I didn't get it, did I?
No.
Yeah, okay. Hi. I'm Joey Tribbiani. I'm here to audition for Man.
You mean Dying Man?
Yes!
Okay, come on, do it one more time.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Ross. This is Dr. McNeely from the Fake Accent University. We'd like you to come on board with us full time. Hey!
Hey!
Listen to this. My reading was wrong. I'm not going to die.
Really? How do you know?
Because my psychic is dead. She must have read the cards wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Better her than me.
Hey, let's make cookies!
Listen, I'm really glad you got the part. But are you sure you can do this?
Yeah. And hey, thanks for coming with me.
Okay.
And thanks again. Help me take a shower.
Now, is that never talking about it again?
Yeah. Hey, Joey, we're ready for you. Joey, this is Alex. He's going to be playing your son.
Hi, Alex. As you can see, my hands are not in my pants.
Okay. All right, Alex. Now, when Joey says his line, take good care of your mama, son, that's your cue to cry. Got it? All right, let's do this.
Scene five, take one.
And action.
Take good care of your mama, son. Take good care of your mama, son. Come on, son. Mama's good people.
But, Alex, remember, you're supposed to cry. Can you cry for us this time?
Okay.
All right, from the top.
Scene five, take two. Take 36 is up.
All right, let's try this again. You ready, Joe?
One thing. Is it all right with you if I scream right up until you say action?
Sure.
Okay.
Action!
Take good care.
Cut!
Sorry. Hey, Joe, why don't you lift up your shirt? Take a look at this, kiddo.
Hello, is Ross there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yes, this is Russell, Ross's divorce lawyer. Just tell him that since I haven't heard from him, I assume he's decided to give the marriage a try.
Ross got married again?
No!
All right, keep going. We are phasing the accent out. Phasing it out.
So without retesting their results in the laboratory, the team would never have identified the initial errors in their carbon dating anal affair. Were there any questions at this point? Yes.
What's happening to your accent?
Come again? What's this nonsense?
All right, I'm not English. I'm from Long Island. I was really nervous, and the accent just came out. I'm sorry. So, if we could just get back to the lecture. Were there any questions about paleontology? All right, look, I was just trying to make a good first impression. Obviously, I screwed up. But what you guys think of me is really important because I'm hoping to get a permanent job here. So if you just give me another chance to make a good impression.
Ross! Are you crazy? I'm still your wife? What, were you just never going to tell me? What the hell is wrong with you? Oh, I could just kill you!
Well, Rachel!
Yeah. You just take a big swing, okay? Oh. Now, don't hold back.
Okay.
Hey!
What are you doing?
We're just celebrating that Joey got his health insurance back.
Oh, all right.